USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Medical experts taking the stand in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Forensic pathologist Dr. Lindsay Thomas testifying yesterday for the prosecution on the impact Chauvin's actions had on Floyd's death.
This is a death where both the heart and lungs stopped working. And the point is that it's due to law enforcement subdual restraint and compression. That is kind of what ultimately is the immediate cause of death, is the subdual restraint and compression.
Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. David Baker, the one who ruled Floyd's death a homicide, during his testimony yesterday, he says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but they were not a direct cause. Scientists alarmed by the number of dead whales washing up on the shores of the San Francisco Bay Area recently. The bodies of four gray whales found in 9 days, the latest on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia yesterday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because eight people who got their shots there got sick. USC professor of medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating in a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving out the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients. North Carolina and Colorado, the others. A Supreme Court justice being urged to retire. A liberal advocacy group, Demand Justice, launching an effort Friday to get Justice Stephen Breyer to step down. The group says the 82-year-old's retirement would pave the way for President Biden to nominate a black woman to the high court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden will leave that decision up to Breyer. A Pentagon police officer arrested for murder. David Hall Dixon arrested Friday for allegedly shooting to death two people in Maryland he thought were breaking into a car. Dixon also charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting at a third person. Dixon off duty at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House Ethics Committee opening a bipartisan investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Wendy King has more.
He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. Gaetz spoke on stage at a Save America summit. It was hosted by the conservative group Women for America First. It was held at the Trump Doral Hotel.
I'm built for the battle, and I'm not going anywhere. The smears against me range from distortions of my personal life to wild, and I mean wild, conspiracy theories. I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail.
Gaetz denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A national park will limit visitors this summer due to the pandemic. Here's Tim Berg.
Yosemite National Park will now require advance reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season, and the park will limit the number of visitors to allow social distancing amid the pandemic. The number of visitors will range from 50 to 90%, depending on the levels of COVID-19 found in Mariposa County. The day use reservation system will return May 21st to September 30th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.